Yeah, they're a great defense, and they pride themselves on getting pressure on the quarterback. They got a great defensive line, linebackers in the secondary, so it's going to be a good game for us. We're going to definitely have to play our A game, but we're excited for this opportunity.
Do you almost have to take that into account when you're game planning in some respects?
Yeah, you take really everything into account when you're game planning, but definitely their front four provide some things for our offensive line, but we're going to do a great job picking that up.
What did you learn about the offense, you know, and how it's working together in the first game that maybe you can't necessarily get a full feeling in the preseason?
We're complementing each other well. When we're passing the ball well, we're opening up running lanes for Maurice, and when we're running the ball, we're getting matchups that we like on the outside. So if we can keep that run-pass balance working throughout the season, we'll be successful.
It seems, too, that between the personnel groupings and motions and different formations, that you're showing a lot of different looks that, can lead to some mistakes.
Yeah, we have a lot in, and that's a lot for us to handle, but it's a testament to the guys on the outside really studying their playbook. So on game day, we're clicking, and that just provides so many different looks for the defense that they have to change fronts, change coverages, depending on our motions or our shifts.
Guys all talk about fast starts. I mean, obviously a big urgency to get this one.
No question, yeah. We started fast last week, but like we wanted to end in a touchdown, but we got points. So when you can start fast, put together a big drive from the get-go, just lets the opposing defense know that you're going to be around all game long, and just gives you a little momentum. You can put 3 or 7 up on the board.
Oh, emphasis is on the 7.
Oh, it's crucial. It's pivotal. We had it there, kind of gave it away last week. I gave it away. But that's what we're working towards, and we're going to learn from that and just get better.
How vocal are you about wanting a shot at fourth down in a situation like that? Did you say something? Like last week, did you say, let's go for it?
Well, being a football player, you always want to go for it, but in the big scheme of things, you got to take points because you don't know what's going to happen on the next play. So we got 3 on the board, and that's what we wanted out of that first drive.
Lane, last year Mercedes said it was just going to take a little bit of time for you two to get on the same page. Mm-hmm. Take into account what you guys were able to do together Sunday.
Yeah, he did a phenomenal job on Sunday. He did everything we asked him to do and more. He made a bunch of plays after the catch, had a bunch of yards after the catch. And you see what he can do when he's in open field. He's, 275 pounds, but he can run with wideouts. So we have to utilize him throughout our pass game and then definitely in the red zone.